In.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of Wim Hof Wednesday. And today we have a very, very special guest. We have the legend, the veteran, the one of the originals, 11 years practicing the Wim Hof, officially a Wim Hof instructor in 2015. I mean, Bart, let's be honest, you're one of the first ones to become an official instructor. And I'm so honored. And I know everyone in here and everyone who's watching is honored. And I just want to share a little bit about Bart before we jump into the Ask Me Anything part of this episode. And he had started his first ever fundamentals in 2011. He's been working in the office since. He's the creative director of the Wim Hof video courses. And I'm sure you've seen him in the fundamentals. And even the original fundamentals, where I saw that sexy hair years ago. You traveled all around the world with Wim. I've seen you, I think, weren't you with Joe Rogan as well?
Yep.
You've been everywhere and spreading the word. You saw the method grow from the start. And honestly, I really believe that you've been part of the growth, and especially with the video courses. And besides all of that regarding Wim Hof, you're a loving husband and a father of two angels. And that's really, really amazing that you took the time from your day to be here for us, whether a new instructor or a veteran instructor. And with that being said, I want everyone to unmute yourselves. And like every single week, I want you to get your right hand. And then I want to get you your left hand, just like this. This is a really ancient practice. I want you just to bang them together and give them a round of applause for being here. Thank you so much for being here, boy.
Yeah.
Woo!
Cool. Welcome. Wow, what an intro. Yeah, super nice. Thank you.
No, thank you.
It's been a ride. It's sometimes I even don't it is like a dream, you know. It's what all happened. We didn't see this coming.
So 2011, you didn't think this was gonna happen?
Well, of course, because if I believe in something, then I went fully for it.
Yeah.
But still, you know, it was that growth what we had in 2014, 15 was crazy. So yeah.
And it's only going more and more up, right? You just said that we just 100 new instructors have just became official instructors, and we have more down the pipeline.
Yeah, and I think even more. I think now 200. There was the fourth week, and now in March we have the fifth week.
This is exponential growth.
Yeah.
And you know what? I have a few questions, and I know everyone else has a few questions, but just so then, if people are wondering, like, that's great. I know people like me who are like, wow, this is great. We have more and more instructors. But I want you to just throw out some, for some people, like, wow, this is more instructors. That means more competition. I want you to just put some light on that. For the people who might be worried about 350 more instructors starting this year in 2022, and not to worry more. About it.
We need more.
And why?
Because we have so many people in the world that we can help. And I think there's a lot of abundance. I don't see it as competition. I think it's only getting stronger and stronger. That said, the people who got certified, a small percentage is really active. If I look at the Netherlands, for example, now I think we have 200 instructors or something, but there's just a handful who are just full time. Maybe even less than a handful full time instructors, and some people don't even start. So it's
okay.
That's why we need more, you know.
Yeah, and that's honestly, this is part of the reason this Wim Hof Wednesday exists, because to get that momentum without the physical community right there and without some people who are not into marketing or being an entrepreneur, and I'm speaking for myself, you know, it's in having this community, hey, if I could do it, you could do it. So you got the certification and there's 8 billion people in the world who need our help. So why not at least try to spread the message? So whether it's 350, yeah.
But I can imagine that people feel it like that way. But yeah, at the other hand, now we also have instructors in Russia. We had the first instructor in Russia now, and Zimbabwe, I thought. And so, and I think China is also a part of the world where they actually hate the cold. And in Chinese medicine, it's, I think, also kind of a poison. So yeah, they need to we need to convince the Chinese community, and then it's like boom, 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 boom.
It's amazing. I didn't know that. This is fun facts. And I think the Guinness World Record holder for the longest ice bath is a Chinese guy, isn't it?
True, but it's already broken. So okay. I think a few months ago it was broken. Now it's 3 hours.
Oh my god.
Yeah, there was actually a guy in the academy last week, and he did 2 hours 45 minutes for charity. He did it, but he almost broke the record.
Wow.
That's also good, because Wim always said, what I can do, everyone can do. Yeah. So now here's the proof, you know. He was a little bit annoyed when his record was broken. I called him and I just said, hey, Wim, your record is broken. He said, oh, yeah, I don't care. But 10 minutes later or so, he was just like, yeah, but maybe when I just let them do a little bit more records and I'm going straight over it, you know?
Yeah,
I do even more. So wow. There is still something inside of him who maybe wants to break it. But at the other hand, his mission is now to get more science done. And I think that's more important now than to break records and to be the, been there, done that stage.
Beautifully said.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Bart. And I want to now just open up the dance floor for everyone who wants to dance with Bart. Bart, you got to get ready. Get your dancing shoes.
Flexible hips.
And you can either put your hand up or you could just throw out the question. And let's get this started. I see my brother Don and Mark. I think Don started first, but Mark, you're second.
Okay, thanks. As usual, I attend all that I can, and I love these. So thank you for taking the time to organize these, Francisco.
My pleasure.
Bart, I have a couple questions right now. The first one is, I'm watching and going through the on the Instructors Academy, the courses that were made available to us. Mm-hmm. And I'm seeing some awesome graphics in there. It looks like a lot of new stuff is. And my question is that posted out to the shared drive, or I have a feeling there's content that is added there, but we don't know. So really two prongs, is that out there? And two, would you consider a monthly email saying, here's everything new that's been added to the shared drive, you know, in the past month or maybe in the past quarter, something like that?
Yeah, that would be great. You mean that folder, the instructor's library?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you also receive the video course?
The instructor's video course. I got a link this week, but I already had access to it. So it worked for me when they first set it up.
Nice. Yeah, I think that's a great idea. And right now we have, or the Inner Fire team has sent out emails every, once in a while, the instructor newsletter. If there's really something new, they will put it in.
Okay.
Like the upcoming study from Matthijs Cox.
Sure.
From the Rothbout, the new one. Did everyone see it?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I didn't see the study. Yes, I saw the. Talk about it.
There's a new one coming, and actually, they said it was published this month. So very curious. But stuff like that will always be communicated. But I'm not in charge of that anymore. So that's something you need to ask the academy at wimhofmethod.com.
Okay. Well, hopefully they'll get the slides out there because they're good.
It's a super idea. Super.
My other question had to do with the excursions, the summer and winter expeditions where, pre-COVID and recently the academy is asking for instructor volunteers. And of course, I always throw my name out there. What's the secret sauce for, being able to participate as to support one of those events? Any words of advice?
I think just be visible also on your social media platforms and to do a lot so that people can actually see what you're doing, collect a lot of reviews, that helps. Just stay connected. But that said, it's also like, it's a kind of logical thing that the Inner Fire team chooses people who already been there. So that's safe, of course, you know, so they know the people, they know, okay, they're a good team already. And once in a while, we ask some new people to join, just that they drip in. So it's easier to choose a team you already worked with. But yeah, at the other hand, fresh blood can also be super good for the expeditions. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Good questions, Don. I really appreciate that. And I'm sure other people have the same thoughts, like, hey, how can I do that?
Yeah.
Let's bring Mark to the house.
Hello, folks. Thank you, Fran. Hello, Bart. right, quite close to my heart, and I'm intrigued. What are your, something I talked about on here, I talked about morning routines, okay? So I'm interested in, what do you have a morning routine, and what sort of, and do you do any form of sort of fitness? Yeah, outside of your Wim Hof activity. So what's the morning routine for you, if you have one?
Yeah, I don't really stick to a morning routine. Try to stay flexible now, especially when I now have two young daughters, so it changed. So what I try to do now is wake up a little bit earlier, so most of the time 6 o'clock. And most of my days, what I do in the morning is some kettlebell routine. So just doing shoulder presses, the basic stuff, you know, for my back, some deadlifts, squats, and that's basically it. And I do a few rounds, some stretching. Now I'm watching the Joe Dispenza the documentary on Gaia every morning. Do some breath work. That's about it. And and every day I try to do a big hike, just to keep on moving. But fitness wise, I did a lot of fitness things, but nowadays it's just I keep it simple, you know, just to get. Yeah,
what did you have a background in? I mean, we know your brother Bart, you know, was quite a big barefoot runner and is, but you know, certainly was more extreme in the past. Did you have something that you went all in on?
Yes, I did 3 times Kilimanjaro, of course, with Wim and the team. That was pretty tough to do it. Normally, they climb the mountain in 5 to 7 days, and we did it in 48 hours. And the second time in 31 hours, and the third time in 28. Not completely to the top, the second and the third time, but it was, for me, it was like, wow, crazy that it's possible to do something you think it's impossible.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah, I think the documentary with Nims is pretty inspiring too, isn't it? 14 Peaks, if you've seen that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's hardcore.
Made me think of you. But his attitude is there, isn't it? It's like what we've learned with Wim. So it's really nice to see that working with other people. Yeah,
and it's also Wim's power to get everyone energized to do something like that. Because while I was there and at a certain point at 5,000 meter, I thought, what the fuck am I doing here? You know, it's like, then I realized, like, okay, I just signed up for this thing. So just better finish it. But I then at that point, I really thought, okay, when I'm going up now, I will die. When I stay here, I die. And I'm definitely going to die when I'm going down. So, but then something, someone tapped me on the shoulder, and I looked around and I saw, it was like you can watch all over the whole world. So it's super thin layer of sunlight. And that, that's the most amazing thing I've ever seen. You know, that's life. How small it is, how big it is. And yeah, after that trip, it was really like, okay, I felt it, the Wim Hof method in all its elements, and especially the connection with myself and with others and with nature. It was like, boom, crazy. Yeah.
Hey, Bart, thank you so much for being honest and transparent, right? Everybody, you all look up to you, and you know, you could have been like, yeah, I have a green juice in the morning and I do 3 hours of yoga. I meditate for 47 minutes without even thinking about anything but nothingness. And no, you're like, no, I have two baby girls. And as a father of a 1.5-year-old, I know it's not easy to have that morning routine back like I wanted to, but I know for a fact it's still possible. But you were so transparent and honest. That really is beautiful. The next person who has a question, I think you know her. I think you met her a couple of times. Anna, I see your hand.
I talked with her this morning, by the way.
So happy. Anna, please, I see you raised your hand.
Yes, sorry, I will stay with the photo because I'm not in my best shape.
Ah.
Yes, I'm waiting for you to come on Friday, though.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have kind of emotional day today. And tomorrow I have a presentation on a big event. So I need your support. And I'm super happy to be with you, the Wim Hof community. But how do you keep your energy up in the days where you feel low?
Oh,
sorry, but yeah. It's real.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, the thing for me, it's always to call someone you love, you know, or it's my girlfriend, or a good friend, or you sometimes also. And I think that is important. Then there's always that you just share your thoughts and feelings. And then after that conversation, most of the time, I feel a lot better. You know, so a few weeks ago, I was super down. Also, there was a new lockdown and stuff, and my events were canceled. And I thought, okay, what's going on with the world? And yeah, also my energy was really down, and I needed to go to Bulgaria, you know,
this weekend.
And you gave me that energy, and you even spoke to my girlfriend, and thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you for being here for me, all of you. I just needed to see all of you tonight.
Give her some love, guys. Yeah, give her some love. Give her some energy.
Love you.
We love you too, Anna. And for you to share that and being vulnerable, we can hear it through your voice. And
I will turn on my camera because I can do it with you guys.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. That's,
I love you.
And we're here for you. And Bard, that's great advice. You know, I used to be a person who would try to suppress it and run away from it. And I just noticed that it just bubbles up. And asking a friend, someone that you trust, or us here, and letting it out, that's really, really great advice, Bart. I can't thank you enough. Never forget that.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes it's so stupid, eh? Then you're trying to solve it yourself, and you spin around your head all the time. And then sometimes it's just so easy just to call someone.
Yeah, you know, go for friends,
or to see someone. It's even better, of course. But and I think also in this Wim Hof community, which is so powerful, and it's almost incredible that you have a better energy with people from the Wim Hof tribe than maybe sometimes with your own friends. And yeah, you don't have to see each other all the time, but once you just have someone on the line, then it's like directly it's in tune, and it's okay. Everyone you talk with, I think you all feel that in a certain way.
Thank you.
And Anna, if you want to talk after, you got my number, let's do it. But seriously, that's that's beautiful how, you know, this community, we are a tribe, and without one another, we can make it through, but together we're stronger.
So I know, you know, before that, when somebody told me brothers and sisters, tribe, peace and love, and I was like, really, like, yeah, I'm not into it so much. But since Poland in September, for the first time with you guys, I felt like I belong in this tribe. This is my tribe, and I really feel connected to it. So yeah, thank you. And yeah, I'm super happy to see you, and yeah.
And Claudine said something beautiful. She says, embrace whatever you feel. It is there for a reason. She sends you love. I mean, it's true.
Thank you.
We got a lot of love here in the chat, sending love and positive energy away from Don, Eric, Kristinka. Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Good love luck you. Tomorrow.
Yeah, rock yeah. it tomorrow. And let me know if you want to talk later.
Sure.
I will see you in Bulgaria anyway. So then there's a lot of time to talk. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you again so much, Anna.
Thank you.
I see Lulu has her hand raised.
Ah.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, everyone. Well, it's beautiful to be here with all of you. I miss you so much. Honestly, and I would love to be in your presence, but let's take it all in. And thank you for Anna for your sharing your vulnerability. You know, it's very powerful even when you share your vulnerability. So thank you for doing that within the community. I have a question for Bart that it's more of like an issue that I just had. So I had to cancel a workshop that I have on March 5th because I recently had a car crash and I broke in two arms.
Oh, yeah, serious?
Serious. I broke in two arms in the same time. So it was like I had like 15 days with the casts in both arms and I had to have friends helping me. It was like crazy.
A little bit like this, so like,
yeah, bravo, like that. It was crazy. But anyway, so I decided to cancel this workshop that I have in 10 days because I still, although I took my casts off, I still don't feel confident, you know, in running a workshop because, you know, my arms are not still very strong to lift the ice or to whatever. So I canceled the workshop and two of the participants emailed me saying that if I had insurance and if I'm able to refund also their flights because they booked a flight to come to this place in Spain where I was supposed to teach the workshop and their car. They booked a car and then they booked an hotel and is non-refundable. So I was like, okay, what am I going to say to these people now? So I was wondering if you have any suggestions for this.
Yeah, this is something you discover while it's happening. Meanwhile, don't think about it. If you run a retreat way up front, then you can say, okay, within a 60-day cancellation, you get everything back. And please don't book your flight yet. Wait maybe a week or two before to book your flights. And then that is on your own risk. So that's the communication up front. Okay. I also thought about it because I did a retreat in Costa Rica and we had only four participants and I was actually like, okay, we're going to cancel it. But my partner, Ian Hart, continued. But yeah, what happens when you have 9 or 10 people who already booked flights and like you said, cars and stuff. Yeah, if you don't communicate it upfront and people do it, you know, they don't have cancellation insurance or whatever. Yeah, then who's to blame? And that can be a financial super uncomfortable situation, of course.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. But in your case, I think, okay, you got an accident. Are they so heartless just to leave you with paying the plane tickets back and stuff? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. But in the future, I should protect myself. As you said, I have to write it up front and send, okay. All right.
Yeah. And for now, maybe someone else has a solution to maybe also to communicate.
Nadine.
What would you do, guys, in this case?
I was just going to suggest, I think that point about travel insurance and maybe making it a condition when people book these sort of things that they do take out insurance, and then, you know, then they will be covered in those situations by the insurance. That would be my advice.
Yeah.
How about you, Claudine? Thank you, Oliver.
Yeah, in the Netherlands, we have like an organization. If you are like a really small travel agent that books retreats, you can become a member, and then you will be insured if you offer these retreats. Uh-huh. I don't know if other countries have that, but for the Dutch instructors, I know this is the possibility when you book for a retreat.
Oh, wow. So then you can just get your money back.
Yeah, you have to become a member of it. It's like you have it for the big companies, you have the ANVR, and for the small companies, you have one as well that you become a member and you pay a yearly fee, and then you are insured as a small company. So it's good when you are offering more retreats in the foreign countries, but even in the Netherlands, when you have to cancel, then they get the money back or part of the money back. And there's all kinds of conditions that you can send to the clients, and they have all the paperwork. They assist you with that.
Super. So, can you put it in the chat?
Yes, please.
Yes.
If you know the company, it can be helpful.
Yeah, I would.
And Odin, I hope you don't mind me putting you on blast, but Odin runs a retreat center in Denmark. Do you happen to have any? Yeah, guys, check out his website. It's amazing. Do you happen to have any advice when it comes to this? Because I'm sure that you still have to charge people for running a retreat, but if they cancel, do you happen to know what they do?
We actually don't have had any cancellations.
Wow.
Except for COVID.
Yeah, but that's the big thing nowadays.
Yeah, it's COVID, it's everybody, okay. And nobody talks about lost money.
Okay.
So, it's never happened to me, so.
Yeah, and also just to maybe I already talked a little bit about it, but you can just make some timestamps, like, okay, when you cancel within 60 days, then you get a full refund. If you cancel within 30 days, you get, 70%? Or if you cancel between 15 days, you get only 20% or even nothing, maybe. So just if you communicate it upfront, that people know, because you also have to take care of accommodation and stuff, you know. And if people just cancel last minute, then you have still the cost for the location and stuff. So
that's great advice. And Oliver and Claudine and Odin, thank you so much for sharing. I do see that Vaclav has his hand raised. And Mark, I just noticed yours as well. But
can I respond to Lulu just quickly?
Please.
Yeah.
Please. Just two ideas. One is, this isn't very helpful, but if you've got your own business liability insurance, it might cover you, Lulu. You know, if you have a BV or a limited company, by law, we have to have a liability insurance in the Netherlands. But actually, how about reaching out to some of our instructors in Spain, or even someone that, you know, to say that we've got some people over there who are looking for an experience, and can they look after them? You know, someone step in instead of you, or give them a day retreat or something.
Oh, that's an idea. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Thank and then you. They could have a really, they could go with it. They could have a guide for one day. They could be instructed another. They could have a really nice time. you know.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. Thank you. I didn't think about that because it was today. I was like, oh no, my God, please. I was like, I don't want to get in, you know, I don't want any trouble after all that happened. But anyway, that's a great idea. Okay.
Lulu, yeah. Great question. And I hope you get better, fast recovery. And I'm sorry you have to go through all of this, but I hope it's also a learning process for you all. But yeah, thank you for the question. And thank you guys for all sharing. Thanks to Bart for asking everyone as well. We do have Vaclav with his hand raised and then Patrick.
Yes. Hello, everyone. Do you hear me clearly?
Yes.
Super. Thank you. It's great to be here. A great initiative, Francesco. Hello, Bart. Nice to see some familiar names again. The guys who I met in Poland, that was really fantastic week. I'm sure that it happened to everyone who was in Poland. And I have two questions related to the, like, speaking about the amount of instructors and how it grows, you know, hundreds and hundreds of new, and for sure it will be growing even more considering, you know, the BBC shows coming, the Hollywood movie and stuff like that. I was wondering, what are your, let's say, future plans, Bart, when it grows, you know, in such a massive way, in terms of, I mean, I would appreciate every capital city has its own, you know, Wim Hof Method Center, like official one where people will go, like people go in a sauna. You can, when you arrive to Prague in Czech Republic, there will be Wim Hof Method Center when you can take an ice bath or something like that. Or if you are planning some maybe conventions for the instructors, you know, there will be even like close to 1,000 instructors all around the world now. So it will be great to have some kind of these gatherings. So I was just curious, what are your plans if this is growing?
That, now, my plans are a little bit like what you say, but yeah, the Inner Fire team eventually decides. They are the company. I'm not running the show over there. But what I do know is that they are already bought a building in Amsterdam to have kind of a pilot, a pilot location for have Wim Hof centers, and already 6 or 7 years ago, maybe the idea was already there, but it's a small team and it needs some time also just to make that happen. It's a company on its own, you know. If you want to have the McDonald's franchise method, you need a lot of hands and organization to do that. But that would be super great, of course, you know. Then we have centers where people can walk in and out, and that's also the idea now in Amsterdam, that they become classes that people can just do only breathing sessions, or they can do ice bath sessions, or instructors doing whole workshops over there. So that would be great.
Awesome. Yeah, it would be great stuff. Thank you. Yeah. Super. My second question is more like practical way for the upcoming courses and workshops that I'm planning. I was also thinking to going to orphanage where, you know, the kids have quite low, you know, self-confidence and stuff. So to promote this method to them just before they leave the orphanage, that they can actually do whatever they want if they set up their mind correctly and they can trust in themselves. So I was more thinking, what is the age like that we can officially start, you know, teaching this method to the kids, for instance? Is it 16? Is it 18? Do they have to sign anything? I don't know.
Do you have your answer? Officially now it's 18. You know, if they're really going to do a Wim Hof method workshop, that is because we don't know yet what's the influence on the brain and on the body of people. It's also a lot of trauma work, so to say. Yeah, so there's a lot of emotional work. And in my opinion, for now, I think with young people, it's better to make them more conscious about breathing. If you can do that, it's already a super win, you know, how to deal with stress, how to calm down in situations where they don't feel right or they have emotional blockages. I think it starts there, and to make them more aware of their own body and connect with themselves and also with nature. So if you can just show that to people, to small people, to children, I think that's already a big win. But to really do a full Wim Hof workshop with them and also do ice bathing, I don't know if that's really beneficial for small kids.
All right.
Not yet. You know, we don't know if it's good, yes or no. Well, I'm a little bit playful, you know. Let them be playful and discover what is breathing, what is nature, what is feeling, what are emotions, how to deal with it. Because at school, we only learn how to do calculations and stupid stuff. And in this parts of like how to be in a relationship or how to deal with money or how to interact with other people. Yeah, that's something you don't learn. Yeah.
Okay.
You learn it just by doing. But I think there is more help needed to teach small kids.
Super. Thank you
very
much.
Great question. Yep. And a wonderful initiative. I'm hoping that you do something with them regardless to show them that their breath matters. Beautiful.
Yeah.
We have Patrick that raised his hand. We have Pabla. And I see you, Gabina, raising your hand. If we have enough time, please, all three of you are definitely welcome. But
yeah, Patrick, we keep it short.
Patrick, the stage is yours, buddy.
All right. I try to keep it short. I have two questions for you, Bart. First one is, how are your experiences with doing retreats or weekends, whatever, in warm conditions like Costa Rica, Thailand, whatever, compared to places like Poland? I mean, as magical as it is, I mean, it's still nice to do it in warm places as well. So how are your experiences? The other question is, one of my mates, he's working in a prison, and I thought about doing some kind of a charity event in prison. Let's say one for the workers, but maybe why not one for the inmates as well? Because they do have to deal with stress as well. Do you know if anyone has done something like this?
Fantastic.
Before?
Fantastic initiative, man. People need it. I know that one of Wim's daughters did it. I think Isabel or Laura, I don't know exactly, but they did something in prison, and you see amazing results because they're locked up, you know, they cannot connect with themselves anymore. They lost their sense of reality. So I think it's super nice to do it. Yeah, absolutely.
Because usually if it's an official workshop, I mean, we have to do, or let's say charge a minimum amount of euros.
Yeah, okay. But,
then we can do it on a charity event as well.
You know, you cannot expect from prisoners just to book a workshop via the platform. you know, maybe they have illegal internet over there. Maybe some cell phones. No, but just make an appointment with the prison, and I'm sure you'll figure out how to do it.
Sweet, thanks.
Yeah, okay. In warm countries, yeah, it's completely different. It was for me also like there were so many people so surprised, like Costa Rica. What the fuck? Why are you going to Costa Rica? You know. But I choose that place because of that absolute fantastic nature. And I think the Wim Hof method is nature. And what we do is nature. And it doesn't matter if it's really cold. So what we did, we just did a lot of phone calls to get the ice there because it's also a kind of a remote place. And it cost me a shitload of money. I think it was $500 for 2 or 3 days of ice, only to get it there. So it was, and it melts, of course, way faster. But yeah, eventually it worked and people loved it. You know, it's amazing to do some ice baths underneath palm trees and to see some toucans in the trees. And it's like, yeah, crazy.
Yeah. Bart, can I just share also something about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. My first workshop, as you know, was in Bali, also a warm place. And actually, I think when the weather is warm, people are easier willing to jump in the ice unless they are not really a Wim Hof followers. So if it's a fundamentals workshop, it's really super
easy to convince people to get. And also, like, yeah, those kind of places, if you're in the middle of jungle, they're amazing. So, yeah.
Yeah.
If you have the opportunity, just do it. You're in the middle of nature with nothing around. It's beautiful. Yeah.
Super.
Thank you so much, Anna. And thank you, Patrick, for the two great questions and initiative as well for the inmates. And Pavla, and if we have time, maybe Gabina as well.
Yeah. Pavla, how are you doing?
Hi, guys. Nice to see you. Yeah. Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
Okay, I won't waste time. Just to ask quickly about, because I have an opportunity to promote the Wim Hof Method event. There will be like an event promoting all different wellness things, you know, from sound bathing to yoga, whatever. And I would like to do something for the Wim Hof Method there, so I get some people, because it's still quite, I mean, I don't really get that much response here. So I was wondering, I'm sure you have a lot of experience speaking about it. I don't want to just do a boring talk, just, you know, something that works. Maybe I can't do probably something very experiential apart from the basics, because they'll be sitting down. They told me there might be like 50 people sitting in chairs, probably with no experience with breath work. So I was thinking, you know, go into the story, make it a bit, you know, the interesting story of Wim and the benefits, of course, some science, because probably these will be people, I don't know, I have no idea what kind of people will be attracted. And I don't know, maybe you have some experience what worked really well. I'll have only about maximum 45 minutes. I would like them to experience it a bit, but I'm not sure if I can really, there will be enough.
So what's the question in short? What's the
tips,
question?
Talking about promoting Wim Hof Method. Not a workshop. It's not a workshop. So sort of to...
You mean a kind of introduction of the Wim Hof Method.
I mean, the other events will be like, they will do the sunbathing for sound bath for people. That will be experiential, but I can't do it experiential. I can't put 50 people in ice, but I can't run them through breathwork. You understand?
Oh.
So I have to make it more as a talk.
Yeah. No, they didn't just do a talk. You know, just tell your story. Tell something about Wim. Show a video of Wim. Let them experience some small things, like maybe just to be more aware of breathwork. You know, just do it very calm, and maybe not a retention even. And what you can do is also to let them be acquainted with the ice, to get them a little bit of taste. You can do some hand buckets. So if you can arrange some small buckets where you can put the hand in, hey, you can do already the hand exercise with the people, and they still have more or less the experience, and they get
a
small taste of it. And then you can sell it.
Maybe I get a picnic.
Maybe that's nice. I also did it sometimes online, you know, when there was the COVID lockdown and stuff. I did it also in my online sessions. That there was no ice bath. Hey, but we had the hand exercise.
I mean, when you were talking about the hot countries, I have done workshops in the biggest heat wave here. Mm-hmm. It was an absolute nightmare, but it's true. I couldn't keep certain people out of the ice bath. They just wanted to go in. One guy wanted to go in three times because it was, but the ice is a challenge. Yes. So is the breathwork, yes.
Yeah, but it's the way you tune it. Eh? If you just, if you show leadership and you just say, hey, this is the exercise and this is what you want to get out of it. Then people but then they do it, you know. Sometimes it's just, if you let it go, then people start playing around, and that's what I see also in academy sometimes. You know, if you're not strict in the plan, and then people misuse your leadership.
Speaking about being strict with the plan, our time has arrived, and I definitely want to respect your time. Gabina, if your question is short and sweet, we can possibly get a short and sweet answer. So forgive me for asking, but throw it out there and maybe we can get it answered.
Francesco, one remark, man. This Wim Hof Wednesday is way too short. It's just 45 minutes is nothing, you know. It's like
all right, so we have Bart here for just 3 hours.
Yeah, I love to do it, you know, but now my favorite football team is also playing, so but my biggest passion is overruling all of the football things, so it's
all right.
Yeah,
so Gabina, yeah, speak your truth.
Gabina, 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 unmute yourself, please.
Okay. Have you ever think to change the location for the training? As you mentioned before, Poland is becoming very busy. And you also mentioned that they took the grass and put more hotels. So I don't think it's the environment you need for new trainers. I was unlucky that I was trained on 220, so we had to do all online. So we had the ticket and everything, but we couldn't go to Poland because Australia was locked out, and you know, so I had to do it all, and I still became a really good instructor. So,
Who says? Who says? No, you're joking.
Myself. Yeah. I was thinking that to go maybe to the mountains, to the Andes in Peru. I'm Peruvian originally, and I'm the only Peruvian instructor, but I live in Australia. So there is a area they call Huaraz, which they call in the Switzerland of South America, and a special mountain Huaraz that I mentioned to Wim in the workshop in 2019. That was the last time Wim came to Australia. And he knew about the mountain, and he knew exactly the altitude of the mountain. So that I was very impressed. So all these Peruvian people always asking me, you have to bring wind to Peru, you know, to South America. So I was just thinking, if you can think about it or talk to wind or something like that. That's
thank
all.
You, Gabina.
So I have to call Wim. To what? To say that you want to climb a mountain there, or what's the thing?
To the mountain climbing or some training there or something, because you don't need, the mountains are completely snow, it's no, you don't need to buy the ice or anything, it's all ready for you, surrounded. Is the Andes of Peru, you know?
Thank you.
Surrounded with greenery. It's just a paradise, you know?
Un paradiso. So, thank you so much.
Un paradiso. So just in the future, or, you know.
She's putting some seeds in your head so you could pass it forward. Yeah. But thank you so much. I'm looking forward to Googling this location. And honestly, I could see your passion, and that's beautiful. I think that we all have passion in here, sharing that today. And Bart, for answering these questions and being there for us. And
yeah, I'm gone now. Can you still see me or not?
I see you, but you're frozen. You're like, you're doing a really good job not moving.
Yeah. That's my speciality.
How are you doing that? Are you breathing fully
in? Yeah. My heart is still beating, but I can also just talk without moving my lips. That's my speciality.
But
I don't know what's going on. But anyway, Francesco, I think this is super nice. Maybe I check this out. Yeah, it's a different camera angle, but it doesn't matter. You know, it's a little bit more the real life. But thank you very much, man. And I think this is super nice that you organize this stuff. And I think we need to do this way more because you can learn so much from each other. And that's where growth is, you know. Sometimes we just, in a way, we are all entrepreneurs, individual entrepreneurs. But yeah, if you share stuff and ask questions to other instructors, I think we can just make it even huge, you know. We make it so much better. Because it's the method is still young, you know. Even also in the academy, we keep improving with small little details, like, okay, maybe we have to more focus on this, on the coaching and stuff. So meanwhile, the coaching element is now already way bigger than it was, what is it, 6-7 years ago, where Wim only just took us into the mountains. So yeah, we need this. And I think my only advice is to do it a little bit longer. That's the only thing, you know.
I'll take any feedback. No, thank you, guys. And thank you for being it. By the way, if it wasn't for Bart, I would not be an instructor, because I was a last minute person who was slipped in for an instructor slot for 2019.
Yeah.
So Bart, thank you for doing that. I'll never forget that. And thank you for being here for everybody. Everyone here I know appreciates, everyone who's going to watch the recording. And if you don't mind sharing just one piece of advice for a new instructor or someone instructor who's struggling to get their feet on the ground, just a few words before we end it.
Sorry?
A few words of advice for a new instructor or someone who's already been instructing but needs that momentum again. What kind of words would you share to a new instructor who's a little hesitant to start, who needs that little push?
Just do it. Follow the heart. Speak the language of the heart. Just go. Just follow. Follow your heart. And don't think too much. Just go.
I love it. Just the same advice we tell people to go on the ice. Make your events available and think about the logistics later, but just put it out there. The 20th of March, you're doing an event. Don't think.
Oh, exactly. Plan ahead, definitely. And that's absolutely the push. I also did it a few years ago, just did a workshop here and there, but now I just plan ahead, maybe one quarter ahead. And it pushes me also to go. And sometimes you just have a small group, and the week after you have a bigger group. So just, you have to do it. You have to people also need to know when, oh, maybe they cannot go, they can just choose two or three other events, and that really helps. Otherwise they go and just go to another workshop.
So just throw them out there, put it on your schedule, and then you'll figure out how to fill them up, but just throw them. And thank you so much for being here. We can't thank you enough. I know you have your ladies to go back to and your game, and I hope your team wins.
That they're sleeping now, so this is okay.
But we definitely have won with your energy and your love and your time. And thank you everyone for being here. Next week we'll be here at the same time, same place. And again, like we started, I would like for everyone to unmute themselves and then get your right hand and then get your left hand. And as usual, just bang them together and thank Bart for this wonderful energy and support.
Thank you, Bart.
And Bart, I wish I had your favorite song.
The baby sleep. Yeah, what? Sorry?
I wish I had your favorite song playing. There we go back. This is the moment.
Tonight is the night. Put your hands up when the ceiling can hold us.
My brother.
When the ceiling can hold us.
On that note, everybody, peace and love. Have a great night. And thank you so much, Bart, from the bottom of my heart.
You're welcome. Peace. Love you guys. See you soon somewhere on the planet, you know. Anna, Bulgaria. Okay.
Thanks, Bart.
Hey, Philip.
Cheers.
Hey, man. How are you doing, man?
Good.
Nice.
Have a good night.
This is kind of a party where you don't want to leave, you know? It's like, okay, let me stay.
I gotta pee. I drank 2 bottles of water. I gotta go.
No, it was super nice. Super nice to see and very informative. And I also really like that we have this community, because I'm one of those person that is soon gonna get certified, and I'm gonna need that push to create the first workshops and all. So it's very nice to get all this.
Are you coming in March, Philip, or not?
No, I'm already. I was in Poland in February, but
of course, I didn't see you.
I still haven't received the certificate yet. That's why I'm
serious.
I mean, it didn't come in the email, so I don't call myself instructor yet.
No.
You're an instructor.
Oh, wait. Yeah, sometimes I'm a little bit confused about the weeks, but it's 3 weeks ago, right?
No. Well, I was in Poland from 4th to 10th of February.
Oh, okay. Then it will be this week or the week after.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I'm waiting patiently.
So I'm not fine. Promising anything, but I think that's in the pipeline now. So, you know, so yeah. I've done my evaluations, so they're done. But now the rest of the process is now. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. Yeah.
Who were your teachers there? The Daniel, right? Daniel.
Yeah, I was in Daniel, but I was in Matt's group. Matt is amazing.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it was good fun. Good time.
You know what? Right. You all are good fun.
Yep.
Yes.
And you too, Bart. Brother, okay. Thank you. And I'm going to have to rock and roll and wrap it up. Take care, everybody. See you next week. If you want to be a guest, please message me or email me and be a guest on the Wim Hof Wednesdays.
Cool.
Okay.
Thank you,
Bart. The only one.
Ciao.
Thank you. Ciao. Thank you.